Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord that we serve, he is wonderful.
Yeah, Lord.
Bible say he's counselor. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's all of that and more. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. I want to just, if you have your Bibles, I got my Sunday school book on yesterday. And I started reading the Sunday school book and the front part of it. And I said, Lord, maybe this is you got me in the right place, because I noticed in our resuscitation, it had the exact same text.
Yes, sir.
That I was going to preach from.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, that entire pericope. So if you have that, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to read that. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Through 12. I'm sorry. I want to read the whole pericope. Everybody, if you don't understand what a pericope is, it's when you see one. Some of y'all have Bibles that have those little dividers.
Yes.
It looks like a little backwards P. You have seen those in your Bible? Praise God. Well, from wherever you start to that is what's considered as an entire pericope. So I want to go ahead and just read that whole thing, even though we're not going to talk about all of that, but I want to read it so that we get the flavor. And you all know these as the Beatitudes.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
This is 2020.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And I want us to talk. I want to talk about a way to happiness. Amen. Because if you remember my sermon, those of you all that were here on New Year's Eve night, I mentioned the fact that one of my best writers, a guy by the name of John Steinbeck, and I said he write a book that talks about travels with Charlie. And Charlie just so happened to be his little dog. And he writes that book. And John Steinbeck writes the fact that he went all over the United States. And praise God, met all kind of people. And guess what? None of them were happy. Everybody he met, they were upset about either their job, they were upset about their vocation in life, they were upset with their mates, they were upset with everything. Praise God. So he said that everywhere you go, he just found people who just didn't seem that they were happy. Praise God. So I want to just talk about the way to happiness, since we have just crossed over into 2020.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the words that Matthew's record, the words of Jesus Christ. He says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, amen, for they shall be called the children of God. Number 10 said, blessed are they which are what? Persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Number 11 said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Look at verse 12. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. You may have a seat. I want to talk about the way to happiness.
Man.
Amen. And I want to look at verse 3 in particular, because that's what I'm going to be talking from. Verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. You know, if God said to you on this first Sunday of 2020, if God said, I want you to choose 8 things that you feel would make your new year a happy one, and I will give them to you, praise God, what would you choose? Would you choose to be poor in spirit? Would you choose things such as mourning and meekness, hunger and thirst, being merciful, being pure in heart, being a peacemaker, or experiencing persecution? You see, do you think that these things would make you happy? That's the question that I need to ask. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you believe that these 8 things will make you happy? Praise God. You know the reason why I had to ask that question? Because if you look at it, Jesus seems to think that they will. Amen. So instead of looking at them from a negative standpoint, praise God, we need to consider these 8 Beatitudes as steps to happiness.
Yeah, man.
Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You see, in our text, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when Jesus spoke of being poor in spirit, he was referring to our recognition of both our spiritual neediness and the means that can supply our need. You see, this poverty of spirit I'm talking about refers to humility. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You must be humble. Amen. That's what that poor in spirit is talking about. It refers to humility, and this poverty of spirit results in our discovery of God's kingdom. Amen. It refers to humility, but it results in our, praise God, discovery of God's kingdom. You see, people who are poor in spirit do not boast of their attainment or their talents.
Amen.
You know why? Because they know that they have nothing that they have got that did not come from the Father. Amen. They know that everything that they own, everything that they possess, praise God, it comes from the Father. So when a person is poor in spirit, they don't have time to boast for that. But somebody may ask the question. I don't know who it is out there asking the question. I got my reading glasses on, so I can't see if y'all whispered in somebody's ear. Praise God. Somebody may be asking, why is humility the way to happiness? I like to discuss at least 3 reasons why humility is the way to happiness. The very first thing I want us to look at is this. Humility enables us to be honest about ourselves. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. One thing about being showing humility and being humble is that it would allow you, praise God, to be honest about yourself. Praise God. And I don't want to just say yourself, ourselves. You see, 2 things I must say about this poor in spirit this morning before I get started. First of all, when Jesus spoke of being poor in spirit, he did not imply that being wealthy is wrong. Amen. I don't want nobody to walk out of here today and say, you know, I went to that church and that pastor said that if I got some money in the bank, that's wrong. No. Praise God. You see, money can be handled in both a Christian manner and in a non-Christian manner. What do I mean by this? Let me just tell you what I mean by that. You see, success and prosperity can lead a person to be what? Self-satisfied and pride. Mm. And yet, praise God, poverty can drive a person to dishonesty. Mm-hmm. Let me let that sink in for a second. So what I mean by that, I say that money, praise God, it could be handled in both a Christian way and a non-Christian way. Praise God. Amen. Second thing that I wanted to see that was Jesus did not teach that the poor in spirit, praise God, that the poor, are spiritually superior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not what he's teaching here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. That's not what he's teaching here. You see, if you were to look at Paul's writing in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, this is what Paul says about money. Paul said, for the love of money. He didn't say anything about money itself. He said the love of money is what? The root of all evil. So when Jesus spoke of being poor in spirit, it had nothing to do with material or monetary wealth. Yeah. Now, let me tell you what it has to do with. Mm-hmm. You see, Jesus declared that if we want to be honest, we must be aware of our spiritual poverty. Amen. For no picture is more pathetic than that of a person, especially a born-again believer who has a great need and is totally unaware of it. Amen. I know some of you Bible readers in here. Praise God. Y'all remember Samson? How many of y'all remember Samson?
Yes, sir.
Everybody remember Samson. Everybody remember some great things about Samson. Let me just bring out a few things. As recorded in the 16th chapter of the book of Judges. See, Samson was tricked by Delilah. Let me, because I know they're recording this. And I love to walk.
Y'all got it on. Praise God.
Samson was tricked by Delilah 3 times. And how he got tricked? Because she would ask him, where did your strength come from? Y'all know Samson was a strong man. And he told her on 3 different occasions, he told her something false. Because every time he would tell her, praise God, what did she do? She went back and told the Philistine, well, if you do this, you're going to do that, we get it. Praise God. But then Samson did something, praise God, that was unbelievable. Samson finally told Delilah where his strength really lies. Praise God. Now my point is, that being unaware of our spiritual poverty. And let me show you how Samson was unaware of his spiritual poverty. Because on the 3 previous occasions, he told Delilah where his strength come from. And every time she would have the Philistines waiting on him, guess what he did? He went out there and he slew them.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he told her the truth,
yes, sir,
about where his strength lies, yeah, she had those same Philistines waiting on him.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? Samson thought he was going to be able to go out there and do as he had previously done.
Right. Yes.
That he was going to go out there and he was going to be able to wipe them out. But guess what happened? Praise God. His strength, his anointing, praise God, had left him. And he did not know anything about it. Praise God. He didn't know anything about it. Praise God. But one thing I found out that I like about Samson, all of the things that happened to Samson, praise God, Samson knew how to restore that strength. Samson knew, praise God, where to go to get that strength back. Praise God. Look what Judges chapter 16 verse 26 says. When Samson realized that his spiritual power was gone. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says he prayed, and look what he said. at Judges chapter 16, verse 28. He said, "Oh Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistine." Because you know what they did? They had taken him and captured him and put his eyes out. And praise God, and you continue to read in that, the Bible tells us that on that day, he slew more Philistines on that day than he had done. I'm talking about on the day that he died, than he had done all of his life. Praise God. But his strength had come back. You see, poverty in spirit is the beginning of happiness. It is the admission that we are nothing without Christ. And this admission is always followed by the Lord flooding our lives, praise God, with riches, praise God. So you see, when we say be poor in the spirit, the blessed are the poor in the spirit, is to be honest about ourselves. How can we be honest about ourselves? We have all made it over, praise God, to 2020. Let me just give you a few things how we can be honest about ourselves. Praise God. If we have not been reading our Bibles much in 2019, we ought to begin reading it more in 2020. Praise God. If we have not been praying like we should in 2019, we ought to pray more in 2020. If we have not been tithing in 2019, we ought to start tithing in 2020 and see how the Lord will bless us. Praise God. If we have not been attending church services like we should in 2019, start attending more in 2020. Praise God. We talk about this thing called a 2020 vision. In other words, 2020 vision gives us the opportunity to be able to see something. So if we humble ourselves, as we will, and we will begin to see. I'm talking about that is the 2020 vision, that we will be able to see that we are nothing without Christ Jesus. If we have not been witnessing like we should in 2018, start witnessing more in 2020. See, this is humility. This is the way to happiness. Amen. Because we'll be fulfilling the will of our Lord. Secondly, humility implies or drives us to commit our full potential to God. Amen. Somebody sort of alluded to this in Sunday school this morning. I asked the question, how many of us in here, praise God, have given God our full commitment, our full potential? I'm going to put my hand down. Praise God. Giving him everything that we have to give. Praise God. Amen. But humility will help us. It will impel or drive us to commit our full potential to God. You see, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." And that means happy are those who have realized their own helplessness and who have placed their complete trust in the Lord. That's why the Proverbs, the writer of Proverbs, that wise man by the name of Solomon tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall," not might, "he shall direct our path." You see, after we have done this, I'm talking about committed our full potential to God, we will become detached from the things of this world, and we become attached to the things of God. Oh, yes, we will commit our full potential to God's will. Amen. How many of y'all remember in the 6th chapter of John's gospel, Jesus was teaching and he was healing folk. Praise God. And it came a time when the people had to eat. There was not enough food for them to eat. In fact, some of his disciples say, "Send them away."
Yeah.
Praise God. But Jesus said, "No, set them down."
set them down. And then one of the disciples, I believe it was Philip, by that came and said, there's one lad over here.
Yeah.
There's a lad over here who has what? Two fish and five loaves of bread. And Jesus said, just set them down. Praise God. What am I trying to say? That young lad, praise God, he implied, he impelled, and he gave his full potential for the use of God. Oh yeah, praise God. You see, once we are willing to commit our full potential, whatever that might be, it may be our time, it may be our talent, praise God, it might be our prayer life, it might be our study of God's word, etc., etc. When we, praise God, we will be amazed at the what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can do, praise God, when we offer our full potential to him. You see, in our hands, should I say, in the boy's hand, praise God, he barely had enough food, praise God, to feed himself. He had five loaves and two fish, praise God, barely enough to probably feed him for a day or two. But guess what? In God's hand, praise God. Look at it, praise God. In God's hand, praise God, he had enough. But the Bible say fed over 5,000. Praise God. And somebody said that was 5,000 men. And when you throw in the women and the children, praise God, they fed over 5,000. But not only did you just feed the 5,000, that was a banquet going on, because after they had finished feeding them, they tell me that they took up what? 12 baskets. Amen. In other words, they had some leftovers. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us today don't like to eat leftovers. But when I was coming up, you had to eat leftovers, praise God. If you cook a big pot of food today, amen. We got some of these young folk today that don't want none of that. Well, it was good enough yesterday. Well, I don't have it today. Well, you said it, what they used to do in my day when I was coming up, Sister Howard, praise God, they would set it in the refrigerator and say, now, when your right hand starts shaking hands with the, when the right side of your stomach starts shaking hands with the left side of your stomach, you're going to make up your mind and go in that refrigerator, and I won't even have to warm it up for you, praise God. You're going to grab those leftovers, praise God. Look at it, praise God. In God's hands, praise God, he had enough. But the Bible say fed over 5,000, praise God. And somebody said that was 5,000 men. And when you throw in the women and the children, praise God, they fed over 5,000. But not only did you just feed the 5,000, that was a banquet going on, because after they had finished feeding them, they